Joel, what happened? Where'd the side hacking go?
Yeah, where'd it go? We liked it.
Well, you guys gotta understand, it's really hard to get a new sport going. It's hard to get the recognition that other sports enjoy. Can you name a few?
Kickboxing from the Philippines, tape measure racing.
And computations and Australian rules football.
Right, and what do all these sports have in common that side hacking does not?
A rudimentary interest factor.
A sense of fair play.
A small measure of self-esteem.
Yeah.
Right, these are all really good answers, but the thing I was looking for was terminology. It's impossible to have play-by-play or color commentary without it. So, let's put our heads together and come up with some terminology that showcases some of the really exciting moves in our sport, side hacking. Cambot, roll that footage.
It looks like the Wesley brothers out of John Harding starting things briskly with the Fuller Brush Man and a Rumpelstiltskins followed through with a teenage co-ed prison.
Out of Wausau representing Wisconsin, Mitch and Pitch performing the now famous Yank Me Crank Me.
That bright young team, the Allentown Poodles, with their rendition of the Swirly. Oh no, could that have been the Gunk Out Crow?
Thanks, Joel. I think that was more of a spinning love funnel from those fresh-faced kids of Kankakee Community College.
Oh, my goodness, it's a line vodka slow burn and a hop, skip, and a gold lamb with a fintoozler and an itchy gorilla! An itchy gorilla!
Uh-oh, here comes the big blue flamer, followed by Tea Time Richard Scarry, the full-tilt bozo crazy, and just plain stupid.
It's an exciting day indeed here at Japanese War Atrocity Park and Pavilion on the Park, but what's this? Is that the antiquated old Puff-a-Baba O'Reilly attempting the teenage wasteland on the Heidi-Heidi-Ho side of the track?
From the darker side of the street come the Cap Snapper, Maynard and Eleanor, Casey's Rolling Pizza, and Just Imagine.
Meet you on the dark side of the moon. It's the Ghostly Trio, followed by No-Tell Motel, Asper Cream, and Death by Chocolate.
Oh, hold on to your epidermis. It's Deputy Dog and the hard-drinking Soldiers of Fortune attempting the off-copied Leaky Cheese.
Shake me to wake me, Crow. Looks like Batman and the costume critters of death are going crinkle cut, and somebody's got to pay. But funny, ha ha, funny, strange with the Batman and Toe screaming, "Hey, world, check me out!"
Hand me a Hoover. It's Raspberry Kami, the fruitful, snootful, and hickory dickory die attempting a butterscotch push with a frunky, frunky, frunky.
Ho ho ho! Is that Gogo the gorilla with bloopers, blunders, and practical jokes with Starchy, Cock of the Walk, and their Finn Toozler? There's Electro Woman and Dinah Girl and the George Barris custom show rod bravely attempting the big guy with a Tommy Toon on the side.
I've got to correct you on that, Crow. I think he's attempting the stinky guy with a Peter Allen. Uh-oh, that means he'll be disqualified and slapped with a day in the life of Ivan Denisovich. That could be a problem for our Quentin Crisp, who's expected to deliver a fighting Arnovich brother or a God, your helmet smells good.
Uh-oh, here comes Nutsy, the side-hacking clown, performing his famous tension envelope routine. Don't get too close, because remember, kids, he who smelt it dealt it. Let's give him a round of applause as we all pardon his blooper.
Well, it's been a big day with plenty of sheer gut blowouts, juicy Lucy's, and a woozle whose name was Peanut. This is Crow and Joel and Tom Servo in the pit. We'll be at the 19th quadrant attempting a grass grinder, and ground grass is a mulch and mulch is good for your lawn.